All right, you guys ready? I'm reading from Ephesians 4, starting at 17. It says, "Now this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that
What's
is in."
alienated? Because I know that today it means the Lord teaches some of the planets coming
Well,
after
that would
you.
be a noun, but the verb to alienate, which is a verb, means to be separated from. They're alienated from the life of God, so they're completely separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greed to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learned Christ, assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." And then he goes on to tell you how to do it. Putting away falsehood, speaking truth, don't be angry with your neighbor. But I want to stop here because I want you to see that he drew a picture of the old self before he said, take off that old self. So the old self is when your minds have been darkened. Your understanding has been darkened. And your heart is hard. Those are signs of the old self. That's signs of us before we're in Christ. And it says, take that off. And to put on the new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. That's not self-righteousness and man-made holiness. It's true righteousness and holiness. That's the image we're supposed to be made into. But since it's not man's righteousness and holiness that we're supposed to be made into, we find that there's something in between, putting off the old self and putting on the new self. Okay, you ready to listen again and catch what it is? Did anybody catch what it is?
But taking off the old self and putting on the new self.
Yeah, there was something in between those two. He said, take off the
Renewing
old
your
self,
mind.
renew your mind. That's it. It says, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And that
But
makes
your
us into the
mind has a
likeness.
spirit. Your mind has a spirit.
They're tying the two together.
Oh.
I'd have to look at the Greek to see what the original was in the Greek, how it was tied together. So, how often have we talked about how important it is to renew our minds? And here we see that you cannot even be made into the likeness of God. Taking off the old self is taking off those passions and desires, but putting on the new self, that transition requires something. You don't just snap a finger and say, okay, right this minute, I'm going to take off the old self and put on the new self. Doesn't happen that way. People try to do it that way, but that's human attempts because the word says something has to happen for the whole process to take place. And it has to take place over a period of time, depending on how much you put towards it. Are you listening? Okay, good. So, how do we renew our minds so that we can be in the likeness of God?
Reading the Bible.
Reading the Bible. That's absolutely exactly how we do it. Not just reading it, okay, I'm going to go read so many chapters today so I can say I read my Bible, but sitting down with the Bible and asking God, show me what's in your word today. What do you want to teach me from your word today? And then sit down to read it, expecting God to show you things. And you don't fly through trying to reach your own check mark. Oh, I'm going to read 20 verses and then I'll be done, or one chapter, or five chapters. Instead, you let the Lord show you, and you read slowly so that he can have his opportunity. And when he says, bring something to your attention, you stop and you look and you see what he's going to be showing you. So that is one of the ways to renew your mind. And I would say one of the most critical ways to renew your mind, because we have to abide in the word, right? So you need to be in it all the time. If I'm not sitting down with my Bible open in my lap, I can still have those scriptures. Janie, I'm going to ask you to stop that. Thank you. It's hard, I know, with a cute kitten around, but I'm going to ask you to stop. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. No, I want to stay focused,
after
please.
Church, I'll ask you a question.
Can we stay focused? You ask me after church. I'd love to answer after church, okay? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what if the Bible and being in the Word, we're supposed to abide in the Word. That's abiding in Jesus Christ. That's abiding in his Word. I can read it on my lap, but I can also have it inside me. And if I'm standing at the dishes with wet hands, I couldn't possibly be flipping pages in my Bible. I can pull that word up, can't I? Mm-hmm. And I can start asking God, you know where you said this in your word, Lord? What does that really mean? Does that mean this or that? And those are other ways that you can be in the word, right? Mm-hmm. Sharing it with other people, having that word ready in season and out of season. When you're talking to someone, boy, I ended up talking to someone when I was at this writer's conference. And you know what? I had a word for this young woman. Because she had a lot of God inside of her, but she had some places where I could tell the enemy was trying to trick her. And with gentleness and patience, I began to show it to her, and then she saw it. And her eyes got wide, and she came back to me about 20 minutes later and was hugging me and thanking me for showing her what I showed her. But that's because, that's again, abiding in the word. My answers and my way of seeing a situation that I was dealing with was in the word. So now the word's there. I'm abiding in the word, so the word is there to speak out of my mouth, his truth. And this, it might completely affect one time of speaking with that one young lady might have changed the whole course of her life. Because Jesus Christ had an opportunity to have a conversation with her because I was abiding in the word. What's another thing that we can do? What's another way to renew our minds? Can you think of something else? Spending time with God is excellent. That is definitely my answer. That could be time in worship. That could be time in prayer. That could be time just sitting and talking. Have you and I ever sat in two chairs next to each other and just talked? Or maybe even while we're going about our work, just talk together and share thoughts and feelings and ideas. Do you know that God does that with you if you'll just let him, if you'll just do it? It could be while you're going about your work that you're talking with him and you'll hear him answer back. It could be that there's times I just sit in one of these chairs and I just talk to God. Or I put on worship music and I just start worshiping. You know how we all get in the living room and we worship together? Well, Mom likes to use that time to get time with God. And sometimes I just come and do that in here by myself. If I get on the floor and low myself before him, in humbleness before him, he'll speak things to me and teach me things. And do you think that's renewing my mind and making me more like Christ? Mm-hmm. You can bet every time I get off that floor, I just got a little bit more like Christ. And of all the things we can be doing in our day and all the things that we put on our schedule, I can't think of anything that's more important than spending a little time in Christ every day. You know that if Sean sits down to his piano and if he only spent 10 minutes a day and that's all, do you know by the end of a year, he'd be a nice little piano player. At the end of 2 years, at the end of 3 years, only 10 minutes a day, He'd be a pretty amazing little piano player. If you started learning your Spanish with only 10 minutes a day, when we started it, that's how we did it. We were doing 30 minutes a day. If you just did 10 minutes a day, do you know that in the end of a few years, you'd be speaking some pretty good Spanish? If you spent only 10 minutes a day that you set aside, you'd become more and more in his likeness over time. But if you spent 30 minutes, if you spent 10 minutes a day, but then there's those times where you can say, God, I'm spending some time with you. When I would do that, I always have the 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes that I spend with him, that it's that quiet sit-down time every day. However, I have other times that I chunk. Remember I talked about chunking time and setting time chunks? I chunk time for the Lord. And it's actually the time I look forward to the most. Because then I'll say, and I might even make it at a time when I can let it be open-ended. Do you know what that means? That means I don't know when it's going to end. It'll end when the Lord releases me. And I might spend hours. I'll start in worship. And I might continue with the worship. Or I might find myself in the middle of the worship. He's speaking to me. I stop and I listen. I might end up dancing around the room. Or I might end up on my knees on the floor. But do you know that at the end of 2 or 3 hours like that, do you think I'm more like Jesus Christ? I can assure you I'm more like him. And by doing this consistently for years and years and years, I know that I've become more like him. I can see the difference between the old man that I've put off and the new man that I've put on. And the new man is constantly being renewed, so that I am that living sacrifice that we read about in Romans 12. Do you guys understand? So when you're thinking about, because you're at the age now where you're making decisions about how your time is spent. I've been helping and guiding you in learning those very important steps of maturity. I want you to be reminded with this lesson this morning, when you're thinking, don't think in terms just of all the stuff you have to do. You have to think about the most important things in life. Time with the Lord. Also time to sit and reflect for yourself. Just to take a list and be rushing through lists doesn't help. You have to have time to sit down and be quiet and ask the Lord, what's the priorities here? What should I be doing? What's most important? And is it all about me? What should I be doing for other people? How, in the likeness of Christ, do you know what you'll be doing? You know one of the signs that you're becoming more like Christ? You're thinking more of others and less of yourself. You're thinking more of others and their interests and their needs and their hurts than you are of your own interest and the things that you desire or want to learn or want to spend time on. And you start spending more time serving others. Because that's all Jesus ever did. He never did anything for himself. He didn't even eat when people around him had needs. We see long stretches of time without eating. He came to this earth to do one thing. And so when we're being made into his likeness, that's what it's going to look like. That's one of the checks you can put on yourself to see how you're progressing. Make sense? Mm-hmm. You get something out of that? Does that encourage you? Mm-hmm. It might encourage you that you're on track. It might encourage you that you need to reassess the time that you're spending. But either way, it's good, guys. It's good, okay?